Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Balaba Giddivada Dhari Jai Gopi Janna Balaba Giddivada Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Balaba Giddivada Dhari Gopi Janna Balaba Giddivada Dhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamunati Ravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Excuse me. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraja Kacharya Satya Shishimad Krantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Gita So today we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, entitled The Description of the Kingdom of God. We're continuing our study of text number 45. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudirayat. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharishatarne Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasa Adi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Text 45. Pum Sangatim Rigayatam Iha Joga Margair. Pum Sangatim Rigayatam Iha Joga Margair. Dhyanaspadam bahumatam nayanabhiramam. Dhyanaspadam bahumatam nayanabhiramam. Pamsnam vapur darshayanam ananya siddhair. Pamsnam vapur darshayanam ananya siddhair. Otpattikai samagrihan jutam ashtabogai. Otpattikai samagrihan jutam ashtabogai. Pam snam vapur darshayanam ananya siddhair. Otpattikai samagrinan yutamashta bogai. Dhyanaspadam
Thank you.
Palm Stam of those persons. Gatim liberation. Mrigayatam who are searching. Iha here in this world. Yoga Margai by the process of Ashtanga Yoga. Dhyana Aspadam. Object of meditation. Bahu by the great yogis. Excuse me. Metam approved. Nayana eyes. Abhiramam pleasing. Palm Snam humans. Papu form. Darshayanam displaying. Ananya not by others. Siddhai perfected. Outpatikai eternally present. Samagrinan praised. Yutam the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is endowed. Ashtabogai with eight kinds of achievement. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. This is the form of the Lord which is meditated upon by the followers of the yoga process, and it is pleasing to the yogis in meditation. It is not imaginary but factual, as proved by great yogis. The Lord is full in eight kinds of achievement, but for others these achievements are not possible in full perfection. So this is a continuation. We're continuing the purport here. The four Kumaras had just entered. They're coming at the seventh gate where they were stopped by Jai and Vijay. And there was some disagreement there. So the Lord came to pacify everyone. The Lord came and when the four Kumaras, they saw this form, they were astonished. So we're supposed to read some more of the purport, breaking up the purport. It was talking about a little bit about the process of yoga, and Krishna consciousness is the highest form of yoga. So we're reading the super soul. The super soul, being situated in everyone's heart, can witness everyone's activities, past, present, and future. In the Upanishads, the super soul is described as being seated with the individual soul as friend and witness. As a friend, the Lord is always anxious to get back his friend, the individual soul, and bring him back home, back to Godhead. As a witness, he is the bestower of all benedictions, and he endows each individual with the result of his actions. The super soul gives the individual soul all facilities to achieve whatever he desires to enjoy in this material world. Suffering is a reaction to the living entity's propensity to try to lord it over the material world. But the Lord instructs his friend, the individual soul, who is also his son, to give up all other engagements and simply surrender unto him for perpetual bliss and an eternal life full of knowledge. This is the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita, the most authorized and widely read book on all varieties of yoga. Thus, the last word of Bhagavad Gita is the last word in the perfection of yoga. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that a person who is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness is the topmost yogi. What is Krishna consciousness? As the individual soul is present by his consciousness throughout his entire body, so the supersoul or Paramatma is present throughout the whole creation by superconsciousness. This superconscious energy is imitated by the individual soul who has limited consciousness. I can understand what is going on within my limited body, but I cannot feel what is going on in another's body. I am present throughout my body by my consciousness, but my consciousness is not present in another's body. The Supersoul, or Paramatma, however, being present everywhere and within everyone, is also conscious of everyone's existence. The theory that the soul and the Supersoul are one is not acceptable because it is not confirmed by authoritative Vedic literature. The individual soul's consciousness cannot act in superconsciousness. This superconsciousness can be achieved, however, by dovetailing individual consciousness with the consciousness of the Supreme. This dovetailing process is called surrender, or Krishna consciousness. From the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, we learn very clearly that Arjuna, in the beginning, did not want to fight with his brothers and relatives. But after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he dovetailed his consciousness with the superconsciousness of Krishna. He was then Krishna conscious. So some very interesting points here. Last one here is that, what does it say? The individual soul's consciousness cannot act in superconsciousness. This superconsciousness can be achieved, however, by dovetailing individual consciousness with the consciousness of the Supreme. Very interesting that we can be achieved superconsciousness. So the process of Krishna consciousness is whole thing, becoming Krishna conscious is very topmost yoga system, as we heard from this purport already, and I think also today, the top stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the person who is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness is the topmost yogi. So yoga means that we have to control the senses and become absorbed in samadhi. Without controlling the senses, samadhi is not possible. Samadhi in Krishna consciousness means full consciousness of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the individual soul. These are three subjects that are taught Vedic literatures, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. Sambandha, we should understand what is our position, what is our Sambandha means actually relationship. What is our relationship? We have our family relationships in this world, and we have relationships with political authorities, scientists. These are all perverted reflections of the relationships that exist in the material world, in the spiritual world, excuse me. These we have so many different relationships, friend, lover, servant, master, all these things are there, reflected of the eternal transcendental relationships in the spiritual world. So Krishna consciousness, we have a practice, the beginning of Krishna consciousness called Vaidhi Bhakti, where we practicing, what is that? Practicing controlling the mind, which actually means, I think, Judd Bharat told Rahugana Maharaj that says you just have to ignore the mind, basically. The mind is giving so many, mind manifests as the function of the senses, and the senses are taking us just like horses carry a chariot here and there, but without the reins of the driver to control them, there's no telling where the chariot will go. The rein is, we have to have the intelligence in controlling. So, beginning of Krishna consciousness, we have the instructions of the spiritual master in the scriptures. These are the first things. These are called Vaidhi Marg. Vaidhi means, comes from Vidhi. Vidhi means regulations. We have regulations, and we practice following those regulations. These regulations, the spiritual master, the scriptures, what is that? Veda Narayana Sakshat is described. The Vedas are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the spiritual master, he's Sakshadvari Tvenasamasta Shastra. He's the personality of Godhead in the form of his servant, of the Supreme Lord's servant. So we practice following these instructions from the scripture and from the spiritual master, and other sadhus are there also. Narottam Das Thakur recommends like that. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Chitte Te Kariya Aikya. We follow these practices and become Aikya. We become fixed. And actually by following, this is actually practice, how to take directions directly from the super soul. Here we're hearing about the super soul in these two paragraphs today, how the super soul is situated in everyone's heart, as Bhagavad Gita describes like that, that Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridyeshi Arjuna Tishtati. He is situated in the heart. That means all these living entities, they have heart. Like Krishna is in the super form of the super soul. He's seated in that heart, and he's giving you directions. So what kind of directions he's giving, he's described, Srila Prabhupada describes that as a witness, he bestows all benediction, and he endows each individual with the results of his actions. That is described, Vedic scripture says that, what is it? Nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam. Because the living entity is not living entity, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. This is not a small thing. We're actually described, nityo nityanam, same qualities as Krishna. Nityo, Krishna's eternal and we're eternal. Chaitanas chaitananam, he's conscious and we're also conscious. But the difference is there. Eko bahunam, that the one bahunam, the living entities, bahunam, very many, so many, uncountable. Eko bahunam yo vididati kaman. This is the difference between the living entities and Krishna, that Krishna, he's supplying our necessities, he's fulfilling our desires. The super soul gives the individual soul all facilities to achieve whatever he desires to enjoy in this material world. Of course, that's not mean that you can desire $1 million and you're going to get it tomorrow. That's not going to happen because there's a qualification required. You have to first of all deserve what you desire something. You may have to have the qualification for that, fulfilling that desire. But anyway, we see that living entities, they want to enjoy drinking blood. They become a mosquito or a tiger, lion. They can drink blood. Those that want to have lots of sex, they can have pigeon. They can take sex 20 times a day. And this way, eating any type of foodstuffs, the pigs, they can eat even the stool. So this way, Krishna is very kind. He's giving everyone the fulfillment of their desires according to their capacity. So this is, Dhruva Maharaj, when he approached the Lord, he wanted some kingdom better than his father or grandfather or anything. And when he saw Krishna, kachan vichintan api divyaratnam, he says, I was looking for some just broken pieces of glass, and I found a beautiful gem like you. Swamin kritartos mean varam nayache. Now I don't want anything. I don't want anything. But Krishna still, he gave him this fulfillment of his desire, and Dhruva Maharaj was very, disappointed because I came for some broken pieces of glass, and I found this beautiful gem, and now I have to enjoy this kingdom of the Lord that Lord has given me. So this is a nice instruction how we should be very careful of our desires. You don't go to some king and ask him for, can I get a little bowl of rice that I'm very hungry, give me some rice. You don't go to a rich man for asking some insignificant benediction. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's the King of all kings. We have to figure out, we have to have full faith. What is the best thing we're going to ask for him? Because Krishna, he says, Suradam Sarvabhutanam. Krishna is a friend of every living entity. He wants to, just like the Father, he has the best interests of his children, and he gives them according to what they need. We don't have to ask Krishna for the birds and the animals. They don't ask Krishna, oh, please give us our daily bread. This is not necessary. God is already supplying you. Yo vididati kaman. He's already supplying us everything. And by this good instruction, we have to keep this association. This association is so much important. Srila Prabhupada formed this Krishna consciousness movement to give everyone the opportunity to advance in their Krishna consciousness. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. We have to become inquisitive, always remain in an inquisitive state. What is our best interest? What should I be desiring? This is the stated in the Bhagavad Gita that a person who is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness is the topmost yogi. This is the Tasmat Yogi Bhavarjuna. Krishna tells Arjuna, you become a yogi. But what kind of yogi? He says that you want to become a yogi, but topmost yogi is one who is always absorbed in me. So this is Krishna consciousness. What else we have here? I am present throughout my body. So Srila Prabhupada talks something about suffering here as a reaction to the living entity's propensity to try to lord it over the material world. This is actually first business. Most people are in the material world. Everyone is actually trying to figure out this problem, how to avoid suffering. Because in the material world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Dukkhalayam means a place of so much misery. Everyone is suffering. There's not any exception. In the material world, janma mrityu jara vyadi, dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Anudarshanam means we should be very perceptive. These things are just so much problems we have, one after another. And still we're trying to make this miserable place comfortable. But that comfort is only comes through going back home, back to Godhead. That is the only solution to all the problems. And it's actually, this is the solution to all problems. This Krishna consciousness movement, they don't have any answer for the problem of old age and death. The scientists, they're working hard trying to make some kind of arrangement to make a comfortable old age and death. They have no clue how to stop this death. But this Krishna consciousness, tyaktva deham punarjanma nayati, that Krishna says that you understand me, tatvata, janma karma cha me divyam evam jovaveti tatvata. You understand me, my transcendental appearance and activities, janma karma de me divyam. These are transcendental activities. They're not like our activities. We're forced at every step to struggle in this world, prakriti stani karshati. So Krishna is giving us this opportunity to how to get free from all types of miseries by going back home to Godhead. Where we are. Anyway, this super soul can be, if we can get in touch with the super soul, first word says, Srila Prabhupada says, the super soul being seated in everyone's heart can witness everyone's activities, past, present, and future. Was that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita? Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani tvam vita parantapa. No. Tani aham veda sarvani tvam vita. So Krishna, he knows, and see, actually, one who is Krishna conscious, that he can attain this, he can come to this platform, just like here we said, this is something that's attractive. Some people are different attracted to Krishna in different ways. Krishna's beauty, Krishna's renunciation, Krishna's power, his strength, like that. Some people are attracted by Krishna's consciousness. So here it says, I can admit to that. The individual, this super consciousness can be achieved, however, by dovetailing individual consciousness with the consciousness of the Supreme. It's actually described by in the fifth chapter of Bhagavatam, that when Vyasadeva was disturbed because he had written all these Vedic literatures and had not was not satisfied at heart. So Narad Muni came there, and Vyasadeva, he could understand that, well, this is a person that can solve my problems. But he offered some nice prayers there. He said, Savai Bhavan Veda Samasta Guyam. Savai Bhavan Veda Samasta Guyam. He says, you know everything, basically. He says like that. Savai Bhavan. Bhavan means you. Veda Samasta Guhyam. You all know all transcendental secrets. He says, and why is that? He says, Upasito ya Purusha Purana, because you worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as one, just like I mentioned about the spiritual master and the scriptures are there, we practice. This is the practice of Vaidhi Bhakti, practice of devotional service. We hear the spiritual master's instructions, we hear the scriptures, and we follow according to those. And this is our practice to hear the super soul within the heart, because the spiritual master and the scriptures are saying the same thing, same message that is speaking by the Lord in the heart. So by practice of that activity, hearing, following the instructions of the spiritual master, following the instructions of the scriptures, gradually we'll come to that stage of hearing and following the instructions of the super soul, Krishna. And that was exemplified. Oh, we had Arjuna. From the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, we learned very clearly that Arjuna in the beginning did not want to fight with his brothers and relatives. So this is our situation. We come to Krishna consciousness, we don't want to fight for Krishna. We want to just, peaceful, shanti. But Krishna is telling Arjuna, you have to fight. Was that? Madanusmara yudhyacha. Madanusmara yudhyacha. He says, you fight and always remember me. So this is our business in the material world, just like following the example of Arjuna. Fight, of course, fighting means different things for different persons, but basically, prakriti stani karshati, we're fighting in the senses, the demands of the senses, the mind. Manashastan indriyani. The mind is the center of all the senses and acts as the manifests through the senses. So we're fighting, and these senses, just like Arjuna is fighting in the battle of Kurukshetra. Of course, that's just there. We may have some difficult times. And actually, he did not want to fight his brothers and relatives, but after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he dovetailed his consciousness with the super consciousness of Krishna. He was then in Krishna consciousness. So this is our path, to follow the footsteps of Arjuna, not to follow the dictates of the senses, but to follow the order of the spiritual master and the scriptures. And Krishna is very kind. Krishna is very kind. Sometimes if someone has some difficulty, Krishna takes away everything from him. If he's very fortunate, Krishna will take away everything and give him that shelter of his lotus feet. That is our greatest fortune, that Krishna, he's known as Hari, he takes away. So you have to be very strong to accept that path, that Krishna, just like, Draupadi, she was trying to hold on to her sari as Dushasan was taking it from her, but ultimately she gave up. Okay, Krishna, whatever you want, I'm yours. So this is the Mahajana Yena Gatasa. We follow the footsteps, the path chalked out by these Mahajans, and try to see how Krishna is actually acting as our best friend and trying to help us go back home to Godhead. We'll stop and ask for any questions or comments or anything else. There we go. Oh, here it is. Here. Okay. She has, okay, whatever. Okay.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. Prabhu, how do you know when Krishna is taking something away, like Hari, or you're just losing it because of your karma? I mean, if you're not ready, are you because you feel lots of pain, or are you just accepting, or how do you know the difference? I don't know if it's important to know the difference, but...
Yeah, we don't want to lose this, like Mukhi was talking about, losing the plants to some thieves like that. We don't want to... So... I mean, we want to see Krishna in everything. I mean, Krishna, if he... Mata smriti jnanam apoharam cha. Krishna, maybe we, by our forgetfulness, we forget something at home or something, and that's not... We can't blame Krishna for that, but we can pray that Krishna will help us to remember him as a result of our negligence like that. We try to make the best use of a bad bargain. Srila Prabhupada used to say sometimes that I'm so unqualified and without your help, I can't do anything. So we... all right, I don't know.
Another question is, you know, we have desires, and as we become purified, does Krishna still fulfill those desires? Like Dhruva Maharaj, he gave him this kingdom, even though he didn't want it. Do we, like, those desires go away, or they have to be fulfilled because we had them? Or
yeah, you have to learn how to desire what Krishna wants. We have to. That is a practice of devotional service. That the spiritual master says, "No, you offer patram pushpam palam toyam." That Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita says, "Offer these things." So you offer these things. You don't offer other things. Yeah, same thing with our activities. Whatever we're doing, we have to. See, this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that you can try to, I mean, the devotees are there, the spiritual master is there, the scriptures are there, so we can understand that this Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada, I think he said that this Krishna consciousness, that Krishna is advented in this Krishna consciousness movement. So we can think what is how we can advance this Krishna consciousness movement. If guests come to the temple, we should take care of them. People, we should when we go outside, we should invite people, come see the some come and see Krishna and take a book and read about Krishna. So many things are there, so many activities. All the thing is there. Ambarish Maharaj, see the form of Krishna, smell the flowers that are offered to Krishna. Walk to the temple. We're getting trouble sometimes, small things now as age advances. So these things, are they all there? These are all beneficial. Yes, forgot, Mika.
On page 326 at the top, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, this superconscious energy is imitated by the individual soul who has limited consciousness. How do you understand that? How is the soul imitating that superconsciousness?
Yeah, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna imitates the 16th chapter, Ishwaroham Maham Bhogi Siroham Balavan Sukhi. That's the mentality of a foolish, conditioned soul. He's thinking he's powerful, perfect, powerful, and complete. This is, so many people are there. I was reading, where was it? Maybe on the internet, some personality. Oh, and maybe in Australia, some professor had become a big guru, so-called guru. And he said, I am God and I can... So, and Srila Prabhupada said, yes, so many people are thinking like that. So this is the material world. Everyone is thinking I am the supreme. I'm the best in something or another. I don't know, anything else? You have some idea? Huh?
I was wondering if it referred to people who try to merge or see everything as one.
Sure.
I guess, yeah. But that's good, too. What you said, I can understand that could apply here, too. Thank you.
There is a question over here. Still there? Still there? Yeah.
You mentioned...
Speak into the mic.
You mentioned something about peace, where Arjuna, he had to fight and he didn't choose like Shanti.
Yes.
Instead, he chose to fight. But I was wondering if it's fair to think that because he chose to follow the instruction of Krishna, he actually was feeling peace, even though he was in the battle.
Oh, yes. Yes, the devotee is always peaceful. This is one of the qualities of a devotee. But the peace that we have are not means like inactivity or some floating in the sky, is everything so nice. Our peace, a devotee's peace, is to work hard for Krishna and to solve all the problems that we have in spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the greatest happiness, happiness means something like peace, no? What is that? Katam sukam, ashantasya kutam sukam, no? Bhagavad Gita, asantasya kutam sukam. Without peace, how you can be happy? So if you have happiness, that's already already, if you have $1 million, you have $100 or $1,000. So if you have Krishna consciousness, you're in such transcendental happiness. Peace is that's a different kind of thing. The happiness of the peacefulness of this material world is not even considered by a devotee, because he has the happiness, the transcendental ecstasy of fighting for Krishna like this. He has he's solving all the problems, and whatever activity you have for Krishna, this is the source of such great satisfaction and happiness that the so-called peace of this material world can't even be considered. When you have $1 million, $100, $1,000, what is that? Nothing. That's why Kanchan Vichinvan Api Divyaratnam, that Dhruva Maharaj says, Swamin Kirtartyasmi Varam Nache, what do I need now? I've satisfied Krishna. I'm so transcendental, satisfied happiness. This peacefulness is whether it's the peacefulness of this world, material world, that doesn't matter. Narayana parasarved nakutas chanya bivyati swargapavarga narakeshu apituliyata darshana. For a devotee, he sees heaven and hell as the same. He goes to hell, he's doing same thing as he goes to heaven. He's serving Krishna. And that service gives such happiness and transcendental pleasure. It doesn't matter. This material world, upheavals of this material world, there's no concern at all. And even the source of happiness. That was the other verse that says that Jata deke Vaishnavara Vyavahara Duk Janiha Nishchaya Taha Parananda Sukh, that the so-called miseries of this material world are the source of transcendental happiness for a devotee. Ecstasy. I have no experience, but that's what they say. We can understand from the activities of great kings, they've given up all their kingdoms and gone to serve Lord Krishna in the forest or whatever. Yes, Prabhu, you have a question?
Yeah. My question is how to achieve the 100% Krishna conscious? Because here and there, get rid of 100% Krishna conscious, how to achieve that?
You have to want. Krishna wants to give it to you. You don't want it, that's the problem. This is the problem in the material world. We all want so many other things. We don't want Krishna. As soon as you want Krishna, Krishna gives everything. He gives you that. You have to just want it. That is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kriyatam Yadit Kutopi Labhyate. That if you want Krishna consciousness, you have to find out what is the price. What is that price? Eka Mulyam Tatra Loyam Mulyam Ekalam. That you have to want it. That's the only price for Krishna consciousness. You have to have that very burning. You have to want without any other want. Yeah, right now you have so many other wants. I want this or I want that. But if you want Krishna consciousness only, then you can have very easy, because Krishna wants to give you.
Okay. So chanting. Continuously also.
Kirtaniya Sadahari, all the time. If you look in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, also Srila Prabhupada says, 24 hours chanting constantly, without stop, incessantly. All these adjectives are used. We don't stop in our Krishna. You don't get it. If you're not, tongue may be old age, I have some experience, the tongue is very difficult to keep going all the time, 24 hours, but you have to chant in the mind at least. Something you have to do. 24 hours for Krishna. Keep Krishna consciousness. If you want it, Krishna is giving you. He's welcoming you. Yes, very nice.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya.